Well, he is without a doubt a Notre Dame icon and really a college football coaching icon. He still has the best record of any college coach or pro coach. He won well over 80% of his games during the 1920s. He was so popular nationwide. His fellow coaches just revered him. I think he was one of the first presidents of American Football Coaches Association. So the man was truly a legend. And he had a phrase that I really liked, and he talked about what kind of person that you should be. He said, don't be a go-getter, be a go-giver. And that kind of personified it. And then once the crash occurred and he was taken back to South Bend and Notre Dame for the funeral, there were over, 10,000 people in and outside the Basilica. There was about 100,000 people that lined the funeral march procession, so to speak, from his home where his body was laid out to the cemetery in South Bend.
He was certainly a celebrity in his day. His funeral mass was broadcast nationally. This is at a time when we didn't have 24/7 news on cable TV, so it was highly unusual to have somebody's funeral mass broadcast nationwide on the radio.
Yes.
So he was clearly a big deal back in the day.
No question about it.
Why should people care about Newt Rockne today?
Well, I think it's important. I'm a kind of a history buff and a history person, and particularly the history of Notre Dame athletics and Kansas athletics. And I just think it's important that we remember these sorts of people that really did in their day made a lasting contribution to our country today. And I think that we could consider him. Here's a Norwegian immigrant. That word is very popular today, immigrant, who came to this country, went to Notre Dame at a late age. He didn't graduate till he was 25, 26 years old, and became a terrific coach. His first love really was chemistry and teaching chemistry. When he got the job at Notre Dame in 1914, when another Kansas transplant, Jess Harper, hired him when Jess was the athletic director and head football coach there, Rockne said it many, many times that if he had a choice as to be a coach or a chemistry teacher, he would probably pick chemistry.
It's just that he was so good at coaching.
Yeah, exactly. And he came here he had a wonderful friendship with Fog Allen. And Dr. Allen at that time, during the early 1920s, did you just become the athletic director? Rockne was also the head track coach at Notre Dame, and he brought his teams here for the Kansas Relays. And the correspondence I read between Rockne and Fog Allen was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, there was great respect, mutual respect from both of them for each other.
Lots of connections there between KU and Notre Dame.
Without a doubt.
And, of course, Kansas connections. Newt Rockne's coach, the man who turned Newt Rockne into a decent coach, Jess Harper.
Yes.
He came to farm in Kansas.
That's right, in Sitka. The lady he married, her dad, owned the farm in Sitka, and eventually her dad said, hey, Jess, we'd like you to take over the ranch, actually. And he did that and was doing very, very well. And then when Rockne was killed, President Notre Dame asked him to come back and be the athletic director for the transition between coaches. So he ended up going back to Notre Dame for 3 years, and then he returned to Sitka and became a full-time rancher and very successful.
And in fact, he was contacted by authorities to come and identify Newt Rockne's body at the crash site.
That's right. He came to Bazaar, and he and Dr. Nigro were both there to identify Newt.
And then got on board the train as the body went back to Notre Dame.
Right, exactly.